Yud Sivan, Sunday the 19th of May, Rabbi Moshe Stamler, O Olam. This week's Go Away has been sponsored anonymously.
I'd like to start by claiming my royalties. About 8 years ago, I had the privilege of learning Daf Yomi with Rabbi Moshe Kupitz, and we were learning, and there was a knock on the door, and a young man, very energetic man called Rabbi Nathan David Zaltzman, came in, and he said, I had this idea, I want to start a shiur first thing in the morning. I need a zippy title. Have you got one? The rest of it is a machlokas between Rabbi Kupitz and myself. Who thought of the title? But since the actual royalties in physical, tangible terms are not so great, there's nothing much to argue about. Whoever did actually think of the title gets the zechus, but certainly the zechus of all the people who organized these shiurim, which have since then blossomed, and who mishtatif in the shiurim is no doubt gewaldig. This morning I made the trip up Finchley Road. For the first time in a few months I've done this, but I do this fairly frequently. I used to live in London about 30 years ago. I lived just around the corner here in Golders Green, and I always have Hakoros HaToyv to the Tzibur here who were Machnis Orech very nicely, and I always have warm feelings towards Golders Green. The first time I made the trip down the road was when I went to the inauguration of the Beis HaMedrash of a shul which bears the name of the Galach, the wood of a Galach, and you can probably work it out by now which I'm talking about, down in NW8. I had nothing to do with the shul at the time, but I heard it was Hanukkah, and they were inaugurating the new Beis HaMedrash. And I went there, and Rav Zsolti Zichron Baruch was speaking. He was the Rav Rashi of Yerushalayim. And one of the things he said made me think a lot about the Yiddish Kehillahs in general in Britain. Because it was Hanukkah, he quoted the pasuk Es Halecha Shnei Hashem Ba'at Sachayim. And he said that you people in England have to think of yourselves as the people who are Mishalech Ba'at Sachayim. Because the Malach HaMoves stopped at the channel. Your country, your Jewish community, and the country as a whole was spared that Malach HaMoves that stopped just there at the channel. So you people have to think of yourselves as people who live for Eretz Yisrael, and you have to have that Hakoros HaToyv, you have to be Mishalech HaZeh Hashem with that attitude. So when one comes back to Golders Green, it was 30 years ago since I lived here, and Baruch Hashem, the Kehillah has grown, and this is a new shul, the Gevaldige shul, and so much has grown, one has to not take it for granted, and to appreciate that it is Begeder Es Halecha Shnei Hashem Ba'aretz HaSachayim. We say every morning in Davening, and it's one of the Kehillim, the Perek Shel Yom Chamishi, we say, I'm Hashem who brought you up, not Hotzisicha, but Helischa brought you up from Mitzrayim. Harka picha, open up your mouth wide, va'amalehu. So the first we explain that when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He gave us a tremendous roimumus, a tremendous elevation. And a poel yotze of that is we have to be marchiv our peh, we have to open our mouths wide, va'amalehu, and ask for great things. And I once heard Rav Matthew Salomon pointed out that we just finished Shavuos, and on Shavuos we take out the Sefer Torah and we say the Yud Gimel with us, and we ask Hashem, Bikuyam Bimikra Shekosov, may this following pasuk be Mikuyam in me. And the pasuk is a pasuk, V'nocha Olav Ruach Hashem. Who's that pasuk speaking about? That pasuk is speaking about Mashiach. We ask Hashem to be Mekayim in us a pasuk that is speaking about Mashiach, Ruach Chochma, Ovina Ruach Das, V'chulun. So ad kan, our ability to ask Hashem great things. We just finished a tekufa which starts with Pesach. If you ask the ladies, I say it starts a lot before Pesach, the preparation for Pesach. And we come into Pesach and we say, Tabachatoni Kolamim V'Ramatodu, you raised us up. And then we speak about, we go through to Shavuos, and we have 49 days. Today is Begeder, perhaps going back to the normal routine of life. I think Erev Shabbos was getting ready for Shabbos. Today is, Mistama, some of us still got cheesecake left at home. Mistama, some of us are still in different places because we've been out for Yontif. But we're now Begeder, going back to the normal day-to-day routine. And there's a gadlus in this. The Kiras Yitzchak says that in the Pesukim which lead up to Matan Torah, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Bnei Yisrael, Atem re'isam asher otisi leMitzrayim. And then he says, Va'asai eschem al kanfei neshorim, I lift you up on eagle's wings, Va'avi eschem elai, and I brought you to me. Va'ato, and now. Im Shomatish Ubukoidi. If now you listen to my voice, Shmatim is Brisi, Visan is Tugula Mikol Amim, Kili Kol Aretz. He said, the Potter should have said, as you hear more often, V'hoyo im Shomatishmu. Why Va'ato, and now? He says, because Hashem is saying to the Kol Israel, you saw what they did to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim brought you down. They broke you. They brought you down to Mem Tesh Shari Tuma. And you see what I did to them because they did that to you. I worry for you that you should be on a high madriga. Then, I brought you up on eagle's wings. I gave you a spiritual lift. You came from Mem Tesh Shari Tuma to Mem Tesh Shari Kedusha in 49 days. That special lift I gave you is something which will not last forever. I did that to prepare you for Matan Torah, but that's not the tachlis. The tachlis of a yid is to work hard. Va'ata, and now that that stops, now that you no longer have that siyata d'shmaya, now the real avodah begins. Now, if ata, in Torah Tishma Bukuli, then you will be the Am Segula. Not if I bring you up with the supernatural special lift that I gave you, the Kachin Nishorim, but now when it goes back to normal, and we have to start, the avodah in normal life, that is the gadlus, and that's what Hashem wants of us. So we spoke about Hamal Chametz Yisrael, and the Sedra is Bahaloscha, which is makul to that. When you bring up the Neiris and the Meforshim explain, Bahaloscha is an Ilui. Those Meforshim who go on the Derech HaDrush often speak about the Choyv of Melamdim to Bahaloscha, so Neiris to bring up the Neiris and the Shamas of the people they're teaching to. So there's the Inyan here of Bahaloscha, which is the Hemshech of the 49 days of Hamal Chametz Yisrael. The famous Medrash, which Rashi brings in the Sedra, which is quoted in by the Be'er Yosef, and he is Masbir, this Medrash, and the announcer to the famous Kasha of the Ramban on it. The Medrash says, Yud Aleph Shvatim Hikrivu, V'Shevet Ephraim Hikriv. The Chal and the Nesim Hikrivu, all the Nesim, all the Shvatim brought. Chut Mitzio Shalevi. U'mihai Nesio Shalevi, Zeh Aaron. V'Aaron lo Hikriv im Nesim, this bit Rashi doesn't bring that Aaron's fear was because of his, presumably because of his chelik in the Chet HaEgel, maybe that's why he wasn't chosen. You have a greater chelik in this. What was his chelik? Harkobonos, calls Ransha based on Mikdash Kayam, Heim Noigin. The Neiris are forever. This is Medrash Rabbah, which Rashi brings B'Kitzur. So the Kasa of the Ramban is well known on this. First of all, why was Hashem Menachem Aaron davka with the Neiris? Aaron was the Kadosh Hashem who had the zechus that no one else had to go into the Kodesh Kadoshim. He bought korbanos every day, even during the time of the Chanukah Samizbeach, he bought many korbanos. Why wasn't he comforted with the Ketores, which Moshe Rabbeinu praised Shevet Levi with before the bracha gave for his nifta Yasim Ketorah ba'apercha? What was so special about the menorah? And the other kasha is, of course, that the menorah is not noeg when there's no Beis Hamikdash any more than the korbanos are noeg. So what was so special with this about the Chanukah? So the Ramban's Mahalik is well known, is that this is a remez to the Chanukah which would happen later on during the time of the Chashmonai, at the time when the Beis Hamikdash would be bottled from Avoda. It would be another Chanukah that the Shevet of Levi, the Hashmonaim, would come and be lurking against the Yevonim and would cause a new Chanukah of the Mizbeach. And the Rabban says this carried on until they took upon themselves the mantle of Malchus, and that's why they were punished, that later on, in the time of Hordas, there was no one left of the Hashmonaim, because they were over on Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda. The Ran argues on this. He said Lo Yosef Shevet Yehuda was not a nevuah, and a tzivui. It was a haftocha of Yaakov. But this is the machlokes Ran and the Ramban. But the main story of the Ramban is that the Medrash is referring to the Neiros, not of the Neiros of the Beis Hamikdash, which Taka did stop once there was no Beis Hamikdash, but rather refers to the Neiros of Chanukah, which are noig even when there's no Beis Hamikdash, which are a source of inspiration throughout all the Doros. So Yosef Salant, who I very strongly recommend anyone who's not familiar with the Sfarah, but they're Gevaldiga Drushim on the parish, it's very, very beautiful. So he wants to be Masbir that if it's referring to the Neiris of the Beis HaMikdash, So there is a Mahalich, that it does refer to the Noris of the Beis HaMikdash, and that the Hashpah of the Noris is applies nowadays. He says that the difference between the Korbonos and the Noris is not so much mitzad, the actual Pu'ula of the Avodah, because the Pu'ula of both of them stopped when there was no Beis HaMikdash, but it's the Hashpah of them. It seems that the Hashpah of the Korbanos do not apply once there's no Beis HaMikdash. The tremendous Hashpah, the Kapara of the Korbanos, don't apply. And he brings a raya from the famous Medrash when Avraham Avinu, Brisbane of Asorim, asked Hashem, Teinach, Bezman Beis HaMikdash, he said that Hashem told him to bring an Egla Mushaleshes, Eiz Mushaleshes, for Eiz Mushaleshes, and these are Maramis to the Korbanos. He says, Teinach Bezman Beis HaMikdash, but what will be when there's no Beis HaMikdash? And Hashem answered him, they have the Seder Korbanos. But it's much, but the actual Korbanos themselves, the Hashpah of the Korbanos, does not apply at the time when there's no Beis HaMikdash. But, and he brings rise from Midrashim that say that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the tremendous shefa in the food and in the wine and so on stopped. For example, it says that during the time of Abayas, they had to put in something to make wine turn into vinegar. Naturally, it didn't turn into vinegar. And once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the wine of the Edomim didn't turn into vinegar, and the wine of Klal Yisrael did. So we see that the Hashpah both in Ruchnius and Gashmius of the Korbanos were only as long as the Beis HaMikdash was around, at the time the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim. However, he says the menorah with Shivas Nerus, which was Meramis to Chochma, we know Harotzu L'Hachim Yadrim, someone who wants to become a Chochem should face towards the south, which is toward the menorah, which was the Hashpah of Chochma in the world. Someone who sees oil in a dream, that's a sign he can expect the light of the Torah. So he says, this Hashpah, the unbelievable Hashpah of the Halakas Haneris, brought down the Ruach HaChochmah, which the Chachomim took, and which they were able to use to achieve everything they achieved. He says, Al Pizeh, Hayrak Bizman HaBeis HaMikdash Kayim, Ukshinecha HaVais, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that special ma'or, that special hashpah that gave the Chachom the ability to understand the Torah went away. Ulam kol mashavuseinu v'chachma Yisrael b'zman ahu hisigu az b'zman kiyumoi v'nichilu l'vneihim achareihim ul'talmideihim ul'doris ha'boim eitha shehisigu v'hevinuch b'chachma satorah. Everything that the Chachomim achieved, they gave over to us. There's a medrash that says on the pasuk, "Vaf gam lois be'eretz oyvehim." It dashes each phrase in the pasuk, referred to different tkufas. Lo mastim lo galtim. And one of the phrases it says, "I gave them the chachmei rebbe, the rebbe and the chachomim, that they gave us the Mishnah that keeps Klal Yisrael going through the Torah." So that was one of the biggest nisim that Hashem was not moy sotani, even despite the fact that we have such a terrible tochacha, and Hashem says there will be such Torahs. But one of the biggest signs of his Ahava is the fact that he gave us the Chachomim of the Mishnah and the Torah Shebaal Peh, which keeps us going throughout the Golus. So he says, this is what the Medrash is referring to. The Chachma of the Tanoim and the Amoraim, that came through the Segula of the Neirus. And that is with us forever. That is with the Doris forever. The Malvim expands on this idea. The Malvim is in two places, both in this week's parasha and also in Bereshis. We're talking about the menorah, we're talking about Or. The Malvim asks, we know that the Chazal tell us that all the way through the Maaseh Bereshis, it says Hashem said something should take place, Vayhi Chein. And so it was. When it comes to the Or, it says Vayhi Or. The Das Chazal says the Malvim, Shelekein lo oma vayhi chein, mipnei she'or hazeh, lo niskaim, rak ad yom revi. This or was only around until the yom harevi. Vakach nignos. And after that, the or was hidden away. Why? Ki haya korov l'shorsho sheba me'or hasichlim. This or was close to its root, which came from a seichodik or. It wasn't a physical or just, it was also a seichodik or. From the one side, it was a tangible or that you could actually sense. Or was also an or of the seichel, which Hashem will use l'asid lavoi. Kumi ori kiva orich arise and shine, because your light has come. And the Kavod Hashem has shone upon you. Hashem saw there will be Rishayim in the world. And therefore this Or Sichli was hidden away for the Sadiqim L'Asid Laboi. Sha'or Zeh HaSichli V'Haruchni L'Yisbalu Hu Ba'alei Choymer HaShakoyim V'Chavalei Ha'olim HaZevet HaVoisov. Because this Sichel D'Or is something which people who are into Gashmias cannot be massive this. K'moy Lo Yisbal Ha'Ataleif Es Or HaShemesh. Just like a bat can't bear daylight. A bat can't stand daylight. A Rosha can't stand this Or HaSeichel, which was Mishtamesh during the first 4 days of Riyah. But Omar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, Ein Gehinim La'asid Lavoi. There is no Gehinim La'asid Lavoi. It means, I don't think it means Olam HaShans, it means in La'asid Lavoi, in this world. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Motzi Chama Min Atika. Hashem takes out the sun from its sheath. Tzadikim Mishrafim Bo, or Rishoyim Nidonim Bo. And the Tzadikim will be healed through it, and the Rishoyim will be judged through it. Speaks about the sun here. The sun is the sheath in which this Or Sichli is hidden. Just like in the physical light, there's both light, the source of everything in the world. All energy comes from the sun, which is light, but also hasreifa. Fire also comes, and destruction also comes from that same light. Although this light is all good and beneficial, also the bad, which is destructive, the same thing applies to this light which was mishamish during the first 4 days. It both had the koyach of Kedusha, and also the Koyach Havra of Koyach of Hefzid. I heard a similar Mahalich from Rav Olbe Zichron Livracha, that on the night of Makkos Bechoros, we say, Umor Gol Zu Gilush Shechina. That what happened at Makkos Bechoros was Hashem made a very powerful revelation of His Shechina. That Shechina, that spiritual Koyach, was picked up by the Bechorim. A Bechor is somebody who has a greater sensitivity to Ruchnius. So the Bechorim sense that, and that raised them up to a high Madrega. And the Mitzrim, the Bechorim of the Mitzrim also sensed it. They picked it up. He said it was like if you take a strong electric current and you put it through a weak filament, what happens? It busts the filament. If you put it through a strong filament, it glows, and through a weak one, it can't take it, and it destroys it. And that's what Hashem did at Makkos Bechoros. It was the Gilu Shechina itself which killed the Bechoros, and at the same time made the Klal Yisrael glow and come to their tremendous Madriga. So the Malbim says the same thing is true of this Or, which was Mishamish during these 4 days. V'zeh yamlitz sha'or eloki haruchni she'er bereshis yimei habriya v'nignas achakach kanartik shu'ashemesh. This spiritual light was hidden in the sheath of it, the sun. Like if you need to look at the sun nowadays, you need to put a lot of something between you and the sun, so you won't be damaged by it. So Hashem took the sun, and that's within the sun is this spiritual light. And the Lovo, Hashem will take this light out of its sheath, and the Rishayim will be judged through it, and the Sadiqim will be healed through it. This is the very same Or will do these two pu'ulos. And he expands on this again also in this week's parasha, and he's masbir that by Aaron being madlik the menorah, he brought down the Shechina. It says in the end of last week's parasha, it says Hashem spoke to Moshe midabar elav, and Chazal tell us that the Shechina, when Moshe came in, went between the keruvim and wasn't readily accessible, and when Aaron was madlik the menorah, that brought down the Shechina. That allowed the Shechina to spread out. And the Malbim then says something very, very beautiful. We said before, the Pasuk says, Vayhi Chein. So the Medrash Shochetoy says, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ani Amarti Yihi Chein, I said, Yihi Chein, it should be so. V'harishoyim Oyrim Lo Chein, the Rishoyim say, not so. This is referring to the Pasuk at the end of Perek Aleph of Tehillim, Lo chein harishoyim ki in kamoitz hashetit fel ruach. Al kein lo yakumu harishoyim v'mishmat. I say Yihi Chein, I want the world to be Chein, and the Rishonim say Lo Chein. The Rishonim want the opposite of the Rosh Hashem. I once heard that why is it that there's this koch of vandalism in the world? You go around, you sometimes see graffiti over walls, you see things broken. What does a vandal get out of it? So the koch there is the koch of the hepech of Rotzon Hashem. Hashem wants kiyum. He wants a beautiful world. The Rishonim want the opposite. Lo chein. That's what the Rishonim say. The opposite. It's a bit like, you know, you have davkanik. Someone gets up and says, yale v'yovoi. Someone says, lo yale, lo yovoi. People want davka the opposite. So the Rishonim, they want davka the opposite. Hashem wants the world to be a beautiful world, a world of kiyum. And the Rishonim want the world to be faker, the opposite. So Hashem says he wants the world to be chein, and the Rishonim say, lo chein. So therefore, as the Medrash says, Hashem says, "Ani amati hi chein, v'Hashem oimim lo chein." Says Hashem, "Chayechem, I make a shvua al chein." I think we're getting the same notion al chein. Lo yakumu Rishonim v'mishpat. The Rishonim will not stand up in din. Rotsa loma, Shakodesh Baruch Hu, Rotsa she'or hanignas yiskayim v'yishamish tomid. Hashem wanted that or that spiritual light to be there for good. Cain, so is lost of can and base, something to his base that would be there for good. That's what Hashem wanted. But because he saw the Maisim of the Rishayim, he had to hide away that light. And it doesn't say Vayhi Chayin. So instead of being Vayhi Chayin, it was Vayhi Or. The Rishayim say, Loi Chayin. And they will be judged by this very same light that they made Hashem hide away. If the oil would have stayed, they would have been able to be sober. But through their maisim, they weren't. And therefore, the Rishayim will not stand by mishpat. And witnesses Masbir, the pasuk that a lot of ink has been written on, says Vayas Kain Aaron, Lahagid Shvochoi Shaloshina. So what's the pasuk referring to here? Vayas Kain Aaron. Aaron did so. Lahagid Shvochoi to tell his praise Shaloshina. Exactly what was he Mashana? What would he have done? And what did he do instead? Says the Malbim. After this, the oil was hidden away. We went through 2,500 years of darkness. Then came a time when Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim. And the Beit HaMikdash was built. The Beit HaMikdash, what was the Beit HaMikdash? It was a mokum which was ke'ein the Ma'aseh Bereishis. Be'emes, Hashem wanted the world to be a perfect world without any distraction, without any decay. What was the Beit HaMikdash? That was a little corner of the world where there was no distraction, no decay. We know that the Mishnah speaks about the 10 nisim which happened in the Beit HaMikdash. There were no flies there. The meat didn't go off. It was a place of Kedusha where the world was a little bit like it should have been during the Sheshet of Bereishis. Comes along Aaron, and he lights the menorah. By lighting the menorah, he brings down the shefa min hashamayim. And mahalik always is that Hashem brings down a shefa, but there always has to be some pu'ula mitzvah adam. We know there are two kelim in the base of Mikdash, which represent Torah. There's the luchos and the menorah. Why two kelim? So Rav Aaron Kotler explains that the Torah in the luchos, that was something static. There was no pu'ula ever done with it. The menorah was something where a pu'ula mitzvah was done every day, and that is meramis to the Torah Shabbat Peh. As we'll see later on, which needs a person's amal to really flame up the Torah. So Aaron lit this menorah, and he brought down this Or Eloki, this Or which was used during Sheshet Mei Bereishis. Vayas Kain Aaron. It should have said Vayhi Chayin, because Hashem wanted that Or to be there forever. But because of the Rishayim, it was only Vayhi Or. Aaron brought back that light. Vayhi Chayin, he brought back that light of Vayhi Chayin. So that's Vayas Kain Aharon. That's what Aaron did. He brought back that light, that spiritual light which was mishamish during the Sheshet Bereishis. And that's Vayas Kain Aharon. That's Lahagit Shvocha Shaloshina. Aaron was not Mishana. The original practice of the Briah was that it should have been that Or Eloki forever. But Hashem had to be Mishana because of the Rishonim. Vayas Kain Aharon, he made Kain, Lahagit Shvocha, to tell his place Shaloshina, that he was able to bring back the Briah. That light that was the original tachlis of the Briah. I'd like to finish off with the amazing words of the Maseilas Yesharim in the Derech Eitz Chaim, where he takes this idea of Or And he's masbir that this or we speak about, the Torah or, is not some melitza. He says it's or mamash. He says, you should see that Hashem created Adam, the Seikala Adam, and the Torah. And those two were created together and they go hand in hand. The Torah is literally an or, nitan Yisrael le orboy, which is given to Klal Yisrael to light up and illuminate their neshamas with it. The Torah is not like secular studies, which only is some knowledge, which a person can attain to working out. The Torah is Kedusha, which has a very high mitzias in Shemaim. When a person is also in Torah down in this world, or it's a light which shines into his neshama, to bring him up onto a very high level. And he says the Torah is or mamash, not it's not a melitza, not just a light which shines in through a window, but it's mamash or which comes into a person's neshama. But he says that the reason why the Torah is compared to Eish is because it's just like when you look at a coal, you'll see a coal, and inside it there's fire, but you can't actually at the moment see it. You have to work on it, and you have to breathe on it, blow on it, and then it becomes into a flame which shows lots of different colours. So similarly with the Torah, it's only by a person going deeply into the Torah, working out again and again, then it brings out all the gavonim, all the different colours in the Torah. And he says, that's from the Mishnah, which says, hapoch, baba, hapoch, v'tuchulabah. Turn it over again, because everything is in it. It's only by a person's omal in Torah that brings out the full aura of the Torah. And then he finishes with this amazing passage, which is often quoted. He says, Hashem has given us chokhmah, but a person has to use their chokhmah. If they don't use their chokhmah, then they will remain without any seichel. But only by using their chokhmah can they achieve greatness. And he says, the person has to think. If a person doesn't think, then the chokhmah will not come to mevakesh him. He'll go through in light and darkness. And he says a person has to think, what did the others do that Hashem loved them so much that I can do the same? And he says that is what the Chazal are referring to when they say Al Kain Yom HaMoshlim Bo Cheshbon. This is what the Moshlim say, HaMoshlim Bo Yitzrom. They have to think of why am I in this world, and what am I here to do? It's interesting to note that we say in Birkas Yotze Or, we speak about the Or, and we finish off Or Chodesh HaTzion Toir, and then we go on to speak about Torah, and then we have the bracha, the fantastic brachas of Achoshes, V'hoi Reni B'sar Sechem. It could be because we only will get back to that real Or of the Torah when we go back to time of the Beis HaMikdash, when we have the menorah and then the whole segula of the menorah. Maybe we zoche the korov to those things.